how to have a food-safe 4th of July this year for you and all of your guests. Along with the fireworks, millions of us will be hearing the sounds of sizzling foods on the barbecue grills all across America. And it's also that time of year when the questions and phone calls come in to the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. As Marianne Gravely explains, one of the biggest mistakes made when it comes to grilling and getting food together for that outdoor gathering?
Cross-contamination, which would be if you are carrying a plate of raw chicken or raw hamburgers to the grill, then you cook the whatever it is you're cooking, and then if you were to put that back on the same plate that held the raw food, you could contaminate the cooked food with bacteria from the raw food.
So it's best to have separate plates, one for the raw food and one for the cooked food, so bacteria stays clear from what you and your loved ones are about to eat. And another important tip when eating outdoors, don't leave your food out for too long.
Normally, we would say never leave food out for more than 2 hours, but in the summertime, when it's hot, foods should not sit out for more than 1 hour.
Following these important food safety tips will ensure a very safe and sane 4th of July holiday. You can also call the Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE or visit askkaren.gov online.
Southeast AgNet is social. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, where you can be sure to find all of the agriculture news for the Southeast.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.